different kinds of bugs. Is mosquitoes pretty bad around?
Oh yeah, and sometimes they're bad. But we get what that sprays and comes in a little. And you just spray around here on your shoulders a little bit, on your clothes.
What were you finding mostly? They around?
Well, they're mostly where there's standing water.
Yeah, they hatch around water, they claim. Standing
old
water.
Cans or something.
Cans or something, that water. Outside. Cans. That they claim they create there. Whatever you call it.
But they're the ones that's supposed to cause all that malaria or what?
Yeah.
Was it a certain kind of them? Or?
Yeah, it's a certain kind that causes that malaria, but I don't know what kind that is. Do you?
Way back when I was a kid, we used to have what they called malaria chill. And they'd come every other day.
Oh.
And then them other dumb chills, they call them the dumb chills, you'd have one every day.
What would cause those?
Malaria, they claim, you're exposed. Call them malaria chills.
I reckon mosquitoes and things bite.
Yeah, mosquitoes are biting you and give you malaria. Hmm. But they had something you could take to break them up.
What would you usually take for that? Did you have?
To give you that, what they gave me when I had those terrible chills that time, was shots of quinine? Hmm. Dr. gave me the shots.
What was that they gave you now?
Quinine.
Them you'd have every day, but they call them malaria chill, and them you'd have every other day would be dumb chill. And there was a girl writing to her boyfriend, and she hadn't never been to school much. She didn't know how to spell. This is a little bit buggy, but I'm gonna tell it. And she wrote her boyfriend she's having them. Having him chill. She wrote and told him she's having a child every other day. I didn't know how to spell chill. I used to hear him laughing about that.
That would be a mess, wouldn't it? She had more than she could handle.
You might right.
We were talking about all those bugs. You're a kind of insect. Long, thin body thing. It has a couple of pair of shiny wings. You sit around a damp place and it's supposed to eat mosquitoes. What do they call that usually?
Wasn't it the caterpillar or something like that?
No.
I know.
And sometimes they said it was a sign that snakes are nearby or something.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they call them. Sure have.
Right here, they usually call that. Did you ever hear them call it a mosquito honk, a snake doctor?
I believe so. Yeah, the snake doctors, I know. Got to call snake doctors.
They'll say you call it snake doctors?
Mm-hmm.
There was one fellow lived up here in Eola, and he'd go barefooted all over. He went barefooted a whole lot. And they said that one day, out there, he was having a church out there, old Aesop church, and said this fella walked up out there. He had on shoes, a little good church. He said this poor fella was standing around, and his name was Cleve. I knowed him well, I knowed all of him. He said, one of the fellas spoke up and said, "You know what?" He said, he pointed to Cleve's feet. He said, "He goes barefooted so much that you know what he done not long ago?" And Cleve was standing there, of course he'd take a joke, Cleve would. He said, he was out there in the woods and a big rattlesnake bit him on the big toe. He was barefooted. He said he stuck that other